Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. Microsoft is opening a regional headquarters in St. Louis. The company plans to create 150 new jobs as a result of the expansion. The Missouri Supreme Court's considering an appeal from the state that the former St. Louis Rams failed to pay a portion of their taxes. After paying state taxes on all of its charges to customers, the Rams determined a city entertainment tax should not be subject to the state sales tax. Arguing for the team in today's hearing, attorney Matthew Mock noted state law stipulates that taxes collected from a purchaser as tax are not subject to the state sales tax.
It was not for admission. That's not why it was paid, to use the term of the statute, the amount paid. It was collected as tax and paid as tax by the purchaser, and so it shouldn't be included in the sales tax base.
The state is seeking a reversal of a decision by the Administrative Hearing Commission siding with the Rams that said the team does not have to pay more than $750,000 in taxes. The National Weather Service says an EF1 tornado touched down Monday night in northeast Missouri's Shelbina, west of Hannibal. Shelby County Emergency Management Director Glenn Egan says National Weather Service assessment teams toured the area yesterday. Egan says the tornado's track was 18 miles long.
They spent about 3 hours in Shelby County from late morning to early afternoon. They started out at the high school and saw the damage there, and then they went south and west down to where some of the homes were damaged, just coming into Shelby County. It'd be about 6 miles south of Clarence.
Egan says there is also some damage in the nearby community of Emden. OSHA is urging disaster recovery workers, employers, and the public to use caution during tornado cleanup efforts. OSHA's website also has information about keeping disaster site workers safe. The state Senate has given initial approval to legislation that would make it a felony if those re-entering the U.S. without legal immigration status are arrested in Missouri on suspicion of committing assault and dangerous felonies. Under the measure, individuals charged would face 1 to 10 years in prison. The state House is having a lengthy debate today about whether to prohibit Missouri cities from adopting a minimum wage that exceeds the state's minimum wage. Bills have been filed in response to last week's Missouri Supreme Court ruling that upholds a St. Louis minimum wage increase of $11 an hour by 2018. The St. Louis mayor's race has been narrowed down to Democrat Lyda Crewson and Republican Andrew Jones. Crewson has run a 10-month campaign heavily focused on public safety since her husband was killed in a carjacking 2 decades ago.
Far too many families know the pain of violent crime. We'll invest in more and better trained and a more diverse police force.
They will face off in next month's general election. This is Missouri Net News.